You're listening to The Goods with Dahlia Kurtz on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Hello, good morning. I'm Dahlia. Look, these GM layoffs are rough, and these aren't the only people who are going to be out of jobs. There are many people who are out of work right now who are so qualified, or there are people who are underemployed when they should be in a much better job, more qualified for them. So let's do something. Let's try to help. First, head over to 580CFRA's Facebook page. Who's going to hire someone in their 60s, this man asked on CTV News. Well, do you know someone who will hire somebody who works hard in their 60s, who has a proven life record of working hard? Head over to our Facebook page. Maybe you need a job. Maybe you can help find someone a job. Share that post. I'm going to share her knowledge with you. This woman sitting right across from me right now, maybe she could help you out. Helen Ofosu, she is a career psychologist. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me in today.
This is, you know, you're in the perfect career to always have work because people need you, especially now.
It is tough. And I find it's tough for young people who've been to university, and it's also tough for people who are into their 40s or 50s who are looking for work. I've seen a lot of people who've been downsized because it's cheaper to replace them with people who are almost as good but will work for a lot less money.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely challenging. But I think one thing that's a silver lining in this situation with GM is at least these folks have almost a year of notice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to need that runway. They should make good use of that time. They shouldn't wait for government services or other things to kick in. I was poking around on the Employment Ontario website on Thursday and Friday, and it looks like nothing new has been announced. So most of those programs and services won't kick in until somebody's actually been laid off and they're eligible for EI. So I would recommend jumping the gun a little bit and starting to figure some things out now. Give yourself that runway. Start thinking about who do you know who might be able to make some introductions for you. Instead of relying on applying for jobs online, try to get some introductions. Quite often the better positions aren't really advertised broadly, so you kind of hear about things through the people you know. I'd also recommend trying to dust off the resume or create a resume if it's been a while since you've had to look for work. Certainly, it's worth practicing job interview questions because you don't want to feel like a deer caught in the headlights sitting in front of somebody answering a bunch of questions without having given some thought to what kinds of things you could bring to that role, what kinds of experiences and skills you have from GM that might transfer well into a new position. Easier said than done, but it's still worth thinking about.
When you hear this 60-something-year-old man ask the question, who's going to hire someone in their 60s, you must get that question in person a lot.
I do, and you know what's interesting? I'm actually an advocate of something called Encore Entrepreneurship. I've met a number of people who, when they are downsized into their 40s or 50s or even in their 60s, but they aren't quite ready to retire, these are the folks who have the maturity, the experience, and sometimes even the connections to really make a good go of something that they create, whether it's a franchise or whether it's building something from scratch. And in fact, even though the stereotype is that it's the Mark Zuckerbergs, the people in their 20s and 30s who are the most successful entrepreneurs, it's actually people well into their 50s who are the most likely to succeed.
So when you have someone who says, I'm in my 60s, nobody's going to want to hire me, and I'm too tired to start over, I can't be an entrepreneur, I can't start something now, what's your best recommendation?
Well, if that's the situation, then probably trying to find shorter-term contracts. Sometimes people might be willing to take a chance if there's no obligation for a permanent job, but rather something where you're filling in for a mat leave or somebody who's on some kind of a disability leave or that kind of thing. It's just lower stakes for an employer to kind of try things out with somebody on more of a temporary basis.
Helen Ofosu is a career psychologist, and I brought her in today to help not just the people from GM whose jobs are under threat over the next year with all of the layoffs that they're about to experience, but we have so many people who are underemployed, who are out of work. You know, somebody will go to school for years. Somebody will even get a great job post-school. Good, congratulations. But all of a sudden they find themselves out of work because it can happen like that. And then how come nobody's hiring me? I'm so qualified. What's the matter with me?
It's awful. I hate hearing stories like that, but I hear them very often. And I like to remind people that sometimes it's not just what you know, but who you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll also add, sometimes it's also about who knows you. Because if you're terrific, but you're the world's best kept secret, how's anyone going to know to hire you? So that networking piece, that outreach piece, that part about being visible and known for what you're good at, it's important. Sometimes it's the one missing link in the whole process.
Do more of your clients end up getting jobs through postings they've seen online or through their own networks?
I'd say it's pretty much 50-50, but some of the juiciest opportunities come through these quiet introductions where somebody knows of a position and just tells somebody about it or says, hey, they're hiring at such and such. I know somebody there. Let me make an introduction. Let me send your resume.
So if somebody is now at the point, because we're up against the news, so it's the last question, but we'll have you back to help guide through perhaps a mock interview.
Sure.
But if somebody is at the point right now where they say, I have done everything. I've sent out hundreds of resumes. I've contacted everybody I know. I cannot find work. I'm educated. What do I do next?
They should talk to me. There's got to be something. If they're not getting even through the door for an interview, then there's probably something about the way they're framing their skills and experience in terms of their cover letters or their resumes. So that may be the thing to tackle if they're not even getting interviews.
If someone needs to reach you, how can they find you, Helen?
Well, I'm easy to find online, drhelenoh.ca, and you'll be directed to my website. But in addition, I'm going to send you or your producer a link because I've put together a list of government resources and also blog articles that I've written that kind of tackle some of these commonly faced issues. I'll send that your way and that'll be a good place for people to start.
Thank you so much for taking your time to join us today. Dr. Helen Ofosu, career psychologist, also on 580 CFRA's Facebook page. You can help. Just share the post. Can you find someone in need of a job, or do you need a job? Let us know. Head over to 580 CFRA's Facebook page. I'm Dahlia. More on the goods after the news. I was lightning before the thunder.